It was dead for a long time, really. I mean, you had Rob McCracken, and you know, then after that, probably there wasn't anyone really. I came along, and then, you know, well, I wasn't really being built in Birmingham. I was boxing on shows in Manchester and Wales and London, and big, you know, Frank Warren shows at the time, Calzaghe Hatton undercards, but you know, never really here. And then it was, I suppose, you never really had a scene collectively. Then you had Frankie Gavin was coming through. He had great pedigree in the amateurs. He was winning everything, but you know, no one was. We didn't all really come together at the same time. When now, you know, you've Khalid and Gamal Gafar, you've Frankie Gavin, you know, Sam Eggington's really coming good at the right time. You know, I'm kind of regrouping, but you know, I'm proven at a world level. So, you know, there's a lot of good fighters there now all together at the same time, which is, you know, it's been the first time it's been like that for many a year.
Yeah. And Jason Wellborn, I've seen him fight at like Walsall Town Hall and places like that. He's going to see you as a scalp in October.
Yeah, it's a world title fight to him. So, look, it's a step down for me from what I've been boxing at, really. But at the same time, sometimes you have to regroup in order to, you know, go again. And I'm conscious of the fact that he's a world title for him, so he's going to box out his skin, probably box better than he's ever boxed. So I have to, you know, I can't afford to drop down to his level. You know, I have to stay at my level. And look, if I do stay at my level, I'm several levels above. You know, I've consistently proven, but we've still got to do it on the night. So, you know, yeah, you know, it's still a threat, and he'll be coming with everything he's got. So, yeah, I have to train hard, stay focused, and, you know, not get complacent or look past him.
Yeah, you've got that big fight experience. That's the advantage that you've got. But like you say, he'll want to raise his game.
He wants to go where I've been, and I want to go back there. I need to stay where I am. You know, I don't want to drop down levels, because if I do, that's retirement for me. So, no, I'm going down in weight. So, look, I think that'll be a great benefit to me. Obviously, look, all the people might say, no, I'm going to kill him to get down in weight. I don't think he will. But, you know, they're probably hoping that will be the case, so I have to make sure it is, and I have to be very disciplined in my preparation and my diet, and I have to make the weight right. And but then I also still have to go in and execute the game plan and win the fight.
You say it could be retirement if you didn't win.
Yeah.
It does seem to me like it could be a passing of the torch event, or that's the opportunity for these younger fighters.
Well, look, Frankie Gavin's 29, 30 years of age. He's achieved a lot in his career. Sam Eggington's 21, coming good. So it's a potential crossroads fight. I mean, I'm sure Frankie's not thinking retirement, but if he lost to Sam Eggington, I'm not saying he'd retire, but I'd say it's a conversation he'd have with himself. You know, certainly if I lost, I would retire. You know, definitely. I'm only boxing now because I want to be world champion. I've achieved everything else in my career, and I've done well financially. So I'm boxing because I want to become world champion. I believe I can, and I feel like going down to 154 pounds could be give me a lease of life in that regard. I think I'll be more imposing physically at the weight.